Okay, on this Wednesday, June 13th, 2018, it is 7:11, and we are calling this KPFT Local Station Board to order. It's our June regular meeting. We're going to begin with staff recognition.
Nancy?
I'd like to recognize Bobby Modet for his hard work on the HD. He's really rocking now. And we, what's his name? Don, please. Yeah, he helped a little.
Okay.
Hold on. Bobby and Don on HD. Okay.
Joseph?
I'd like to recognize Markeisha, a business manager who's been helping the finance committee. She's really shown up at our meetings and really helped us understand a lot of things. I appreciate that. Also wanted to shout out for Houston Media. They're back on the air. They're really doing a good job. I think they, again, their content is so appropriate for the mission of Pacifica. I really wanted to appreciate that. I also wanted to thank that, you know, I know we're having to pay, but the Montrose Center, this is a facility that is very like-minded, and we're very lucky that because we could never find this place this inexpensive and this good and this close to the station for what we get. And we should appreciate what they do, not just sit around worrying about we have to pay them a few dollars. This is a bargain, and we should appreciate that. Thank you.
Nancy?
I have one more recognition of Cameron Waggett, who has been doing on the People's News and all the PSAs. Very sincere boys. We're losing him to France. He's going to school there.
I want to thank Patrick Coy. He's been a lot of help. I recorded Jim Hightower yesterday. He was a good help to his party.
Okay. We're going to move on to the roll call. Today during roll call, I'm going to give you a minute to peruse the agenda. Of course, you've seen it several times by now in your inboxes. And I'd like you to pick the item on our agenda that's most important to you tonight. So if you're going to participate in my check-in activity, you can answer by saying what item is most important to you. Not why, just which item. And if you choose not to participate, you can just say here. And Ted's going to call the names today so he can better pace it.
Okay, Alon Purim. F, not here. Adriana Kasnave.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Joseph Davis.
The Pacific National Board Report.
Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Rhonda Garner.
Here.
Robert Gardner.
Not here.
Wally James.
Here.
Jim Krafka.
Not here.
Glenn Lark.
Present.
Adrian LaViolette.
Not here.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
Jerry Lynch.
Not here.
Matthew Moore.
Not here.
Susie Moreno.
Not here.
Rick Potoff.
Present.
Susie Moreno. Oh, I'm sorry. Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
Here.
Deb Shafto.
Not here.
Casey Sinclair.
I'm excited to talk about the attendance report that we didn't get to yesterday.
Cliff Smith.
Not here.
Rita Washington.
Here.
Myself. Roll call. Without a quorum, we don't have it here. Venicia Williams.
Here.
And Larry Winters.
Not here. We received a resignation from Jerry Lynch. I'd like to entertain a motion to accept his resignation.
I move to accept his resignation.
Is there a second?
Yeah, second.
Are there any objections? The next person on our, is this an objection?
No, but I have a request from Deb Schiappo to participate by phone, so I'd like to ask the
motion.
Can we do this and then we'll talk about that? We'll get to it, but can we do this first? We're in the middle of seating someone. The next person on our elections list is Wesley Bethune, am I correct?
Correct.
Is there a motion to immediately seat him?
I second.
I second.
Any objection?
I object ridiculously. Go ahead.
Wesley. Have a seat. It's our custom, and I think written down somewhere that you have 3 minutes to speak for why you're here, why you want to be here, or anything you want. Would you like some time?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm glad to be back. I'm acquainted with the bylaws. I've been on the national board and the local station board for a few years. And I am so glad that we have not been pushed into bankruptcy. This is very encouraging. I was afraid that when I left, I would talk that the call would be falling. And so, to all those people who have stuck to their guns and made sure that this didn't happen, I salute you. Thank you.
Well, welcome. And we typically clap. Welcome. Bill.
Well, I don't think we need a motion, but Deb Schiappo requested that she be allowed to do it by phone, so can we do that?
Point of information.
I guess I'll make a motion that she be allowed to participate by phone in accordance with the MB resolution that was passed.
Point of information.
I see Dwayne and then Nancy.
No, I
heard
my hand up before law.
Okay, well, I heard Dwayne and it's my call. Dwayne?
Madam Chair, anticipating this motion and knowing how it flowed for the last several years, notwithstanding.
Wait, this is a point of information?
I need to know whether or not this proposed motion, would afford this member in absence to vote as opposed to hearing the meeting.
Yes, of course.
No.
No, of course.
Point of order.
Yes.
That's in violation of the bylaws. Not allowed.
Can you cite?
Yeah, because the only section of the bylaws is in section 6, which is for the national board that allows telephonic meetings. The section that applies to the local station boards is section 7, and there's no entry in section 7 whatsoever at all that allows telephone participation in any local meetings. Yeah. And by Robert's rules, according to Article 16 of the bylaws, in order for there to be electronic participation, it must be hard written into the bylaws.
Yeah. I find the point well taken, and let me just clarify. I sent an email today. It's been a really busy day, and I sent the right decision, I think, but I sent the wrong citation. I cited Article 6 and Article 8 of the bylaws. In actuality, Joseph's correct in saying that it comes back to Robert's rules because there's nothing in the bylaws about LSV meetings and telephonic privileges. And so we go back to Robert's rules, and if you look at page 97, I have another book if you'd like to check me on this. Under electronic meetings, page 97, line 8, line 9, except as authorized in the bylaws, the business of an organization or board can be validly transacted only at a regular or properly called meeting. That is defined on 81 and 82, a single official gathering in one room or area of the assembly of its members at which a quorum is present. So we don't have a rule allowing telephonic participation in our LSV members. However, she can listen to our meetings if she likes.
But we do have a rule.
No, so if that's my ruling, is I find it well taken. Okay, is there a second to the challenge? Okay, so I get to speak. Then we get a speaker against, a speaker for, a speaker against, a speaker for, speaker against, and then I get to speak again. I've already spoken, so is there anyone to speak against my ruling? for a minute.
I have a point of information.
Nancy?
Now, my point of information is, could we have recognized Bob Gardner and Susie Moreno?
Yes.
About 5 minutes ago.
Thank you. Susie and Robert Gardner are here. Susie Moreno. Okay, Bill, you have 1 minute.
Okay, well, we do have a rule. This is the rule that the PNB passed several months ago, which specifically does allow for telephone participation in the LSB meetings. Article 6 of the bylaws is about the board of directors. It specifically says board of directors meetings. That means the PNB. So that a prohibition in there applies to those meetings. There's a separate article about LSBs. It does not contain any prohibition. It could, but it doesn't. It doesn't have that kind of prohibition. And then there's another article, Article 8, which is other committees, which was referenced by Ted. That means other means other than the LSBs, because the LSBs has their own separate article. So there's no prohibition about it, and the PNB has a procedure, a rule that allows it explicitly.
I see.
So it's Joseph, I don't see why there's any question about that.
Thank you, Joseph.
Well, let me review what Bill is saying. First of all, our parliamentary law requires that it is stipulated and allowed in our bylaws. And the fact that it's allowed in the board of directors is true, it is not allowed, which is why we're allowed to have teleconference meetings for the PNB and its committees. The LSB is a special committee and it has its own section of the bylaws, which means it is not considered a committee. It has its own special set of rules in the bylaws that do not apply to the other rules. So there are those 2 points. I'll leave it at that.
Is there another speaker against the chair? Rick?
I agree with what Bill says, that since it's not prohibited, it should be allowed.
Adriana?
Chair, the case that you have presented before, we talked about that before. In 2016, was one of the bylaw amendments was exactly about this issue. The PNB cannot, with a resolution, modify the bylaws. Then we were trying to pass, and you see my name here, the proposal. This wasn't approved by the foundation. It means, and it's very clear, you have here the reasons. That it's not the LSB, not the PNB. One thing, when it's in person, when it's something that is a physical meeting, because if you think a little, imagine if all of us decide that we will have a teleconference, we will go in the phone, who will conduct the meeting? That doesn't make any sense. That's why the only thing that when it's in person, when it's a physical meeting, that's why even when when you go there to post the meeting, you need to go there. If it's a teleconference, or if it's a recording, if it's a meeting that is a physical one. And if it's a physical one, the people need to.
Is there another speaker against the chair? Wally?
I think we should
against
make an
the
exception.
Chair's ruling. Sorry.
I think
personal.
We should make an exception. Her husband's in the hospital with a tumor. I mean, this is the kind of situation where you would make an exception.
Dwayne?
I think I need to say this. First off,
point of order.
Yes? Okay.
I'm sorry. I was wrong. They're wrong.
Okay.
Thank you.
You have a minute, Dwayne?
Thank you. First off, the same members who were here or who were echoing when just a few months or years ago, the same members were arguing against telephonics. When some other issues, some other people wanted to. You do telephonic when you have the apparatus to do it. The PNB operates on a telephone system called My Structure. It makes it better to deal with, although it's still crazy. So to imagine having telephonic and mixed up with in-person, what you're doing don't even make any sense. It has nothing to do with a person being in a hospital, which we always use. Has nothing to do with being passionate. Has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with practicality. That you can't compare what the PNB does because the PNB has a rule that if you resign, there's no approval, there's no voting, you go. So don't choose to act like the PNB when it's convenient for you and take the PNB edicts. And then when there's the LSB edict, you want to hide behind that. There is no example of telephonics because we don't have a telephonic system.
Thank you. Is there a speaker against the ruling of the chair? So I'll just close out because I have a right to do that for challenges to the chair, in saying that this is a case where the bylaws don't clearly make a ruling on this for the LSB, and therefore we have to go back to Robert's Rules. That's our backup text. And the backup text says, except as authorized in the bylaws, which means it's not a motion that can be made. It has to be an amendment to our bylaws in order to change the rule. Now we need to vote. It's a majority vote. All those in support of the ruling of the chair. Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The chair's ruling stands. Moving on to agenda approval. I would like to entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I am so sorry. I'd like to add a motion from the Mr. Todd that had to do with our approval of the two paid websites.
So you say point of order?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
Point of personal privilege. People speak on the side. I cannot even hear.
Thank you. Your point is well taken. I kind of made an error in entertaining a motion to approve the agenda without asking for amendments.
No, you didn't. You have to make the motion first, then amend by adding.
I see. Okay. So you're moving to add this motion. Have you given it to everyone?
No, I'm sorry.
You want me to give it to everybody and you explain it?
Okay, this is just the MSRC. We voted to have on two paid websites, and so it's just for the LSB to approve the two that we agreed to.
Where would you like to add it to the agenda? Yes?
This does not need to be added to the agenda. It can be a part of the MSRC report, and it does not need any approval.
I agree.
Okay, so we'll just save this for the committee.
Sorry, Rita, I told you wrong. I just want to make sure.
Since the chair of the committee, she may, considering how our meetings go at times, she may want to actually be higher up and not in that report section.
Okay.
Because I want us to go ahead.
Okay, so Rita, can you tell us where in the agenda you'd like this motion to go?
Immediately after.
I second.
Immediately after agenda approval, if we can, because this is important for us to move forward.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Are there any objections? Okay, so that's item 4B.
Yes.
Is that how you do it, 4B?
If I could find it.
After agenda approval.
Hold on.
Any other amendments? Motions to add?
Hold on.
Nancy?
Yes. Did everybody get one?
Can you tell us more about it?
Motion one, do you want me to read it?
Yeah, it's in your folder, so if everyone could find it. What can you give us some keywords at the beginning so we know how to look for the document?
It's a motion about, you know, doing our duties as it explained in letter G of our list of duties, to collaborate with management to help improve the programming. And it writes, it's written recommends to the KPFB management to start special programming by organizing youth here, especially in the summer vacation time, using PSA starting in June this month, and by other means also to interview youth in other places like in Gaza, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, Yemen.
Is this in the text of the motion?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay. And so we're... U.S. weaponry is being tested like butterfly bullets and killing lives.
Yes.
You want to read it?
No.
Okay.
You're supposed to describe it. We're just deciding now whether to put it on the agenda.
Yes,
You're like motivating it.
Point is well taken.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Nancy, can you just tell us where you'd like this on our agenda?
At the beginning.
Okay, so right now we're on agenda approval. Next, we just added Rita's MSRC motion. Would you like to put it before that?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'd like to have it after that.
I'm after that.
Point of information.
Yes.
Madam Chair, these are four different motions, right?
We're talking about motion one.
Motion number one.
We're talking about motion one. She's asked to put it after agenda approval before Rita's MSRC motion. Is there a second?
We can make it after Rita.
Would you like to change your motion since that motion did not get a second?
Well, I think you're trying to bring awareness of to save lives.
Nancy, I'm not asking you to defend it. I'm asking you, would you consider putting it after the MSRC motion to see if you can get a second? Right now you don't have a second for your motion.
No second?
It's based on
you where you want to put it behind it, you'll get it.
Yes.
Oh,
I have a second now.
Right. So you're going to move it after, you'd like to put it after the MSRC motion?
Not really, but I will.
Okay, is there a second for that? Is there an objection? Okay.
Yes.
There's an objection?
It belongs in new business.
Okay, we're not arguing. You just objected. So now we're going to debate adding this to the agenda. Nancy, you can speak first. You have a minute to talk about why you would like this on the agenda, where you are wanting it.
Well, this is a way to get youth into the station, and it's kind of unusual. Youth here, interviewing youth in Yemen or in Niger or wherever we're killing people. I think this is very good for the youth to get hands-on, and then callers, call-ins. So I think this will help pressure our country not to be killing people, and also maybe even pressure the Israeli military.
So the objection is that it's there and not in new business.
Yes, not in new business. Right after this or second.
Bill, do you want to speak?
I move to amend to put it under new business. Clearly, that's where it belongs.
Is there a second?
A second.
Are there objections to making it item 11, or actually item 12A under new business?
I object.
You object?
Yes.
So now we have to debate the amendment. Bill, would you like to speak for? Well, I'll put you on stack.
We've had a series over the last year of putting stuff at the beginning of the agenda. We don't get committee reports, we don't get the PMB reports, we don't get the important stuff. And we can't just keep indulging everybody that has their favorite motion and put it near the beginning of the agenda. That's why there's a place in the agenda for Robert's Rules for new business, and it's last. That's where it should go.
Would someone like to speak for putting Nancy's motion higher up? Rick, you were on stack.
I think it should be under new business.
I think we're ready to vote on this amendment. All those in favor of the amendment to put it under Nancy's number one motion under 12, new business. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Motion passes. So that's the amendment. So now we have to vote on whether to actually add it or not. So now the motion is to add Nancy's motion number one as 12A. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. The motion passes. So 12A, I'm going to write down Nancy number one. Okay. Yes.
I noticed that there are other motions on it, other people. Can we go ahead and just put them all under new business and not have to go by them one by one?
That includes these three motions on the same page.
And I think Ted had something too.
On this page.
Oh, she's
in
the room.
Well, do one at a time. I'm just.
Is there a second to that to take all motions throughout here?
I second it.
What's the motion to suspend? What does that mean?
Well, the rule would be that we would have to go through each one.
No.
Yeah, are they all the same motion? No. Are they connected in any way?
No.
Well, then suspend the motion. Oh, fine. Do it the way you want to do it. I was trying to give you some order.
So moving the so we need a second to suspend the rules. Is it a standing rule?
How would you accommodate?
It's just Robert's rules, right?
To my knowledge, I don't know of a specific rule that says you can only put one motion on an agenda at a time. I'm not aware of that.
Well, there's a rule of combining motions for expediency.
This is just agenda approval we're doing. We're not actually working any particular motion.
Okay, let's move forward with Joseph's motion. So we're going to move to add them all. Can I get some point of information from you in what order you're suggesting they go on?
Well, since Nancy was firmly with them all, Nancy's on, and then Ted's on after that.
So we would have Nancy number one, Nancy number two, Nancy number three, the motion from Ted.
Item two.
And then the other one that you have in the folder?
Fine.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is to make new business B, Nancy's second motion about financial transparency, new business C, Nancy's third motion about on-air appearances, new business D, the motion from Ted Weiskel about Houston Public Library. I'm just picking keywords out here. And the next motion under new business about the Pacifica elections. That's the motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I second.
Is there an objection? All those in favor, we don't need that. Okay, great. So let me get my notes straight. So you can get your notes straight too. 12B is Nancy number two. 12C is Nancy number three. 12D is Ted number one, which is the Houston Public Library. And 12E, town hall meeting. Sorry, I'm not choosing great keywords. And 12E is the Pacifica elections motion from Ted. Are there any other amendments? That kind of took care of all of them, I assume. Okay.
Point of information, what would be Pacifica elections among the board?
It's a motion in your folder from Ted. We've already added it, so we're moving on. Is there a motion to approve this agenda as amended? Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection?
I have a question. I thought we had one item of new business preceding Nancy's. I could be wrong, and maybe I'm finished. It has to do with the airing of PSAs. It was A.
It's under unfinished business.
No, it's 12A. Is I move that management be requested to air PSAs. I'm looking right at it.
I'm looking at my agenda that I printed, and it's
11B. That I cut.
Okay, well, maybe I adjusted it something.
All right.
I'm sorry.
11B is the same as 12A.
It was the technicality move. I'm sorry if I emailed the wrong.
Okay, so that one comes before the other four.
You won't believe how many versions of these agendas I have before I send them and post them. And so, yeah. Okay. Thank you all. So we have an approved agenda. Adriana?
Who's keeping the time? We have 5 minutes for the agenda approval.
That's not official.
Okay, I'll watch it.
You want me?
Okay. Now we're moving to minutes approval. No, we're not. We're moving to the MSRC motion presented by Rita. Rita, will you read your motion, please?
I move that the KPFT LSB approved Curve.com and MediaRecruiter.com as the two paid websites to be utilized for conducting the GM search.
Second.
Is there an objection? Great. Approved.
Thank you.
Yes. Moving on to minutes approval. We're going in chronological order. Some of these are executive sessions, so if they require amendments, we have to move it to executive session, and we'll have to kind of discuss when and how to do that tonight. The first.
Number one.
Jokes. So. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the April LSB open session 4-11 meeting minutes written by Ted.
My second.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I hear a second. Yes, point of order. Adriana.
I already told Ted that it doesn't make sense. You cannot put the executive session attached to the open.
Are you looking at 4-11?
Yes, 4-11. I can see here. But at the last part of the page, it's an executive session. You cannot, because you need to vote these minutes to the executive, to the open meeting, and the other to the executive. You cannot put it together. And two different sets of minutes are there together.
Just point of information, have you sent this to Ted already to ask him to do this? Okay. Is that a correction? Is there a second to that correct? Do you agree with that correction, Ted?
I have it listed as a separate
information. That may have.
I haven't recognized you. I'm talking to Ted. Can I just get his answer really quickly?
I only did it to save paper. I will separate the two meetings when I post them. So I'm. There's no dispute.
So he'll separate the documents. Robert.
I was only going to say, was that indeed not a copying error, which sounds like it was?
Adriana.
I move that, the executive session, it's a bunch of errors here, but we cannot discuss it in open.
We're still on April LSB 411, the open part of the meeting.
Yes, that's
so can we take care of that first?
Part of information.
Yes.
What part is open and what part is closed on the
Ted, can you tell us where to draw a line where you're going to separate the documents?
Three lines from the bottom on page two.
Okay.
Three lines from the bottom on page two is okay. Where the documents will be separated.
All right.
So we're trying to approve everything above that. Is there a motion to approve everything above that, the open session April minutes? Y'all have had these for a month.
I'll move.
Is there a second? Is there an objection? Okay, so the open LSB minutes are approved. I hear there are some corrections to the executive session, so let's just wait on that and come back to it. And Adriana, she has corrections. She says she can't discuss them at the moment. So let's wait on that and talk about it in a minute. Let's move on to the April adjourned LSB open session. I'd like to enter. Are there any corrections to these minutes? They're approved. That's item 5C. Moving on to the April adjourned LSB executive session minutes. Are there any corrections? There are corrections. Okay. Wait on that and talk about it in a minute. Moving on to 5E, the May LSB open session minutes. Are there any corrections? They're mixed again. So Ted, can you tell us where again you're going to separate the May minutes? Oh, it says where it says executive session.
I think it's on page two, page three in the middle.
So that's where you're going to separate the documents and post them separately.
Correct.
Okay.
Where it
begins. It says executive session.
In the middle.
May 9th.
In the middle.
Right?
We're on May 9th, Adriana.
May 9th.
We're talking about
418.
Yeah.
418. If you think it's tough for you,
I say 418. I have the same.
All right, come to order. Are there corrections to the open session May minutes? Phil?
Yeah, well, on page 2 and, let's see. Well, I was moving to amend the motion from the governance committee, and it says here that the motion was ruled out of order. That's not correct. We didn't get to that because we didn't get to either my amendment or to the main motion because of the time that there was time certain for public comment and for executive session. So we didn't deal with that at all. That's why it's still on the agenda for tonight.
Can you make that correction?
If Bill will put that in writing on the back of this document, and I'll make the correction without any objection.
Is that okay, Bill?
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. And also, I'd like to note that be noted when I voted, even if my vote wasn't counted, that needs to be put in there. So that's, I was told that it would be noted, and if it hasn't been, I haven't been making a fuss about it. But
thank you.
If you'll put it in writing and indicate where, I'll make that correction as well.
Thank you both.
Okay.
Are there any other corrections to these minutes? The open session May. Okay, with those.
Some typos.
Excuse me?
Some typos.
Bill, give those corrections to me in writing. Exactly. I will be much appreciated.
Okay, with those corrections, those minutes are approved. Moving on to the May LSB 59 executive session minutes, which, you know, happen at the bottom of this document. Are there any corrections to those? Okay, so I need some help in deciding. We have three of these minutes to approve. We have to do executive session. Can I have a motion to help us decide where to put that on our agenda? Adriana?
I think that we don't have to.
when we have our next executive session, then we approve the minutes of the executive session. That's the way that it's always. We don't need to have an special one for two.
So can you put that in a motion so we can all decide that?
It's a natural order.
The next.
So can you just help me out and put it in a motion?
I move that we approve the minutes in the next executive session.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there an objection?
I want to amend it. And that that executive session should be a part of the notice of our next meeting, our July meeting.
So, point of information. So you're not saying our next natural executive session. You're saying our next meeting we will have an executive session part. That's the amendment?
I second the amendment.
Question.
What's that mean?
Normally when you have an executive session, you have a purpose for it other than just approving minutes. Right. So I don't understand why you would publish an executive session and there's no real purpose
that,
to have an executive
session. That's his amendment. It's been seconded.
Can I speak to it?
Yes.
We do our members a real disservice by not posting our minutes. I guess for executive session, we don't post them at all, so I withdraw them. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You withdraw your amendment?
No.
You withdraw speaking for it?
Correct.
Okay, is there anyone to speak against the amendment, or can we just go to a vote?
Let's vote.
Okay, so the amendment that we're voting on is Ted wants to do approve these executive session minutes at the next meeting in July and notice an executive session for July. All those in favor of that amendment, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2. So the amendment, can you vote again? All those opposed? There were like flashes of hands. Okay, 3. So that amendment passes. So that's basically the motion now. That was kind of a substitute motion, correct? So we'll take that. So I'll move these three items to our next agenda and notice an executive session portion of it. Great. That took less time than we had allotted. No. Is it a motion? Is it a point of order? What?
Yeah, because we are breaking.
What? Is it a point of order? Are we breaking a rule?
Yes.
Then say point of order.
It's a point of order. If you see what is allowed to have an executive session, it's not approval of minutes. You have a specific, I can read to you what are the reasons that you can post an executive session. And unless that you have those reasons, you cannot post.
Where is that rule? Can you give us a citation? I also wish that you had spoken against the amendment when there was a time to speak against the amendment.
I made that point for you.
He did it.
Y'all just didn't want to vote. Thank you.
I can read it.
Alon is here.
The CPB give you the guidelines.
Right.
And our foundation have a specific idea. If you go, all of us go and put an executive session for the next meeting, they will ask you and they will give you exactly why. If you don't, if those requirements are not there, you cannot vote an executive session.
Is that your understanding as well?
I don't understand what you said.
Joseph?
Yeah, right.
Since a motion was passed, a point of order was called that it was against bylaws, policy, whatever, and it was like the point of order stands, it automatically nullifies the motion. So maybe that's a way to handle it.
Yeah, can you give us the citation, or is it really hard
I
to
can
find?
Read
it
exactly from the convention.
Can we move on, and when you find it, we'll make a decision on this? Is that okay? Adriana?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll come back to this decision, whether it's going to be next month or the next executive session. We're moving on to consent items. These items come from committees and have already been unanimously approved by committee. And that's why they get to be up on our agenda under consent items. So I don't think they require a lot of debate. Okay, thank you.
When you try to post an executive session, here is the guidelines. We are allowed to have an executive session when considering matters relating to individual employees, profiteer information, litigation, and other matters requiring the confidential advice of counsel, commercial or financial information obtained from a person on a privileged or confidential basis, or the purchase of property or services whenever the premature exposure of such purchases would compromise the interest of the foundation.
And what is that document that you're reading? So the point is well taken. We're going to go back to the original motion, which was to have these minutes approved at the next executive session that fulfills those requirements. There was already a second. Can we move to a vote?
Point of order.
Yes?
Well, I know it's a point of order, but I don't think her interpretation is correct. When you are doing all those things...
I've already ruled on that point of order, so you can challenge me and we can debate it.
I'd like to just make a point of order, and then you can tell me whether we have to go to the next level of an appeal from the decision of the chair. I hope you will reconsider. My point of order is... May I go ahead?
Go ahead, Jeff.
My point of order is that if you go into executive session to consider things like proprietary information or personnel or so on, that the minutes of those meetings are still a consideration of that. And until you approve those minutes, you have not approved what those deliberations that actually happened. So in approving the minutes, you're actually authorizing what transpired in the executive session. So it is consistent with the CPB ruling to consider those in July and to approve them and to get this matter off our table, not to put it off for months and months and months. It's a continuation of that.
I'm going to not support that point of order because that's not been our practice. We act on things that we've agreed on executive session and they come to be without the minutes being approved. We went a whole year last year with 6 months of our minutes not approved, and we still moved on with those decisions. So I'm going to not support that point of order.
That's it. Let's move on.
Consent items. So I already said these were unanimous. Oh, so we need to go back to your motion of approving these minutes at the next executive session that applies to the rules of CPB. All those in favor of that motion? To table these 3 minutes to that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 passes. Thanks for following along with all that. So consent items, these are the ones that have been unanimously approved by our committees. So a group of people have already worked together to approve these. I hope we don't have extended debate on them. The first comes from development. I'll read these unless someone else is here. From the Development Committee, it was written by Teresa Allen, but it was unanimously approved by the Development Committee. It is, I move that KPFT initiate a legacy campaign, put KPFT in your will, and meet with interim GM or interim ED to discuss requirements. Is there a second?
I second.
Is there an objection?
Point of order.
Yes?
First of all, this came out of a committee, doesn't require a second, but that's just a technicality.
Okay, thanks for telling me.
But I'm wondering who is going to be the one to meet with the interim GM to discuss this, just as I moved at KPFT. We're not at KPFT.
So this is like a point of information, and yet the person who made it isn't here. Is anyone here who was present at that development committee meeting who can speak to it? Either one of you? Bob or Anissa?
Well, my recollection is that there was no point person for interacting with the manager.
Okay. Is that your remembrance?
Okay. I'd like to amend the motion.
Well, we pretty much all agreed that we liked the idea.
Have I got are these objections so you can amend? Basically, that's what we're doing.
I just want to amend it to say that the chair or their designate of the development committee be authorized to do so.
Okay, so in the motion it would read, I move that KPFT initiate a legacy campaign and the development chair
or their designate.
Or their designee meet with interim GM, blah, 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 blah. Is there a second to that amendment?
I second it.
Is there any objection?
I object.
I think it's worth a vote.
Okay. You want to leave the
motion? I can offer a substitute.
Well, we'll have to go into debate, so I'll call on him to defend his amendment, and then I'll call on you, and you can do that if you'd like. Ted, would you like to defend your amendment to this development motion?
I really would, and I would like to get this thing done with, moved on, and get on to more important business.
Thank you. Joseph?
Okay, I offer an amendment to take the original wording that simply where it says, I move that KPFT initiate, so forth.
Speak louder, please.
In the original motion, right here under item 6A, where it says, I move that KPFT initiate a, and so forth, just remove KPFT and put in the development chair. And that way that person is the point person.
Okay, so Joseph is crossing out, he's suggesting we cross out KPFT and add the development chair. Can we just make it and say, or the designee? Or their designated. Okay. Thank you. Is there a second for that amendment?
I'll withdraw mine.
Okay, we have to vote on these. So, is there a second to Joseph's? Is there an objection?
I think we need to add something else because if we don't.
Then you can we decide on this amendment first? Is there an objection to this amendment? Okay. Adriana.
I agree with that. The language, the chair, or the designee to initiate a legacy campaign for KPFT. We need to mention that the legacy campaign is for the KPFT.
So
we
you
take KPFT after there.
So you want to insert after the word campaign for KPFT? Mm-hmm. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Is there an objection? Great. So now we have to vote on the whole amended motion unless there are more amendments. And it's, I move that the development chair or their designee initiate a legacy campaign for KPFT, parentheses, put KPFT in your will, parentheses, and meet with interim GM or interim ED to discuss requirements. We're going to vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Passes. It's 2 minutes from public comment, so we're going to stop right here and move to public comment. Everyone, can I give them directions and then I'll recognize you really quickly just so they can take some action? If you want to speak tonight, there's a sign-up sheet. It has an orange sheet on it. It's on that back table if you could sign up really quickly.
There has been an ongoing debate within this body via email mostly about my...
what's your point of order?
That I plan to include the highlights of what the people are saying, and I need to get their email addresses if they want me to try to summarize their comments. And then I can email it to them, and then they can send it back to me with any corrections. If they don't want any summarization of their comments, if they'll just say so, I won't type anything.
So those of you who are speaking tonight, the process, if you want your comments summarized, just say them. If you want them checked with you before they're put in our minutes, leave your email. If you want to write down the comments that appear in our minutes, there are sheets there for you to do so. If you don't want your comments in our minutes, then include that in your time for public comment. I'm sorry for all these rules. Nancy, could you bring me the public comment sign up?
I just wanted to make a quick statement that Jim Krapka made an email comment that I had resigned. That is false news. Thank you.
You are here and you are on the board. Is there anyone signed up? Does anyone wish to speak for public comment? I've acknowledged Susie Moreno. I've acknowledged Robert Gartner is here. Alana Lawn is here. Have I missed anyone else? I have Dwayne marked present. I have Rhonda marked present. She came in right on time to say here. Okay, public, we're going to move on, but in the next 30 minutes, if someone changes their mind, shoot your hand up and we'll feel free to pause and give you space for that. We're moving on to item